The class on the Nectar of Devotion, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on January 7th, 1973, in Bombay, India.
Lord Sri Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the cause of all causes, the reservoir of all rasas or relationships, which are called neutrality or passive adoration, servitorship, friendship, parenthood, conjugal love, comedy, compassion, fear, chivalry, ghastliness, wonder, and devastation. He is the supreme attractive form, and by his universal and transcendental attractive features, he has captivated all the gopis, headed by Taraka, Balika, Shyama, Lalita, and ultimately, Srimati Radharani. Let his lordship's grace be on us.
Krishna is the reservoir of all rasas. Rasa is a very peculiar word. Rasa, it may be translated into English as taste, as mellow, or as humor. So, our relationship with Krishna, there is some taste. Without taste, we cannot continue our relationship with anyone. There must be some taste. So, these rasas or tastes are 12 kinds. Primary rasa is the relationship between inner things and ours, just like I am sitting on this chair. So, the comfort I am feeling, that is the rasa, taste. We want very nice cushion, sitting position. So that tasting, that I am now comfortably seated, this is called Santa Rasa. Among the Santa Rasa, there is Dasa Rasa. Dasa Rasa, just like my students, my disciples, they want to serve me, and I want to take service from them. This is also an exchange of rasa, a taste. Santa Dasa. Similarly, next advanced state is Sukha Rasa. Sukha means friendship. It's like one is serving somebody, but if that service is very intimate, then there is the rasa of friendship, Sukha Rasa. And when that is advanced, what is this sound? When that is advanced, it becomes Vatsalya Rasa. Vatsalya Rasa means the taste of relationship between parents and the children. These are advanced. Santa Rasa, Dasa Rasa, Sukha Rasa, and then Vatsalya Rasa, parenthood. Filial love. And above this, there is Madhurya Rasa. Madhurya Rasa means the taste between husband and wife, lover and the beloved. That is called Madhurya Rasa. Similarly, these are the primary rasas. So our relationship with Krishna or God, there are different rasas. These are the primary rasas. And there are secondary, indirect rasas. Just like Kansa. Kansa wants to kill Krishna. There is also another rasa. So, what are the rasas, indirect rasas? Just read.
Which are called neutrality, servitorship, or indirect. comedy, compassion, fear, chivalry.
What is that?
Comedy.
Comedy. Hasarasa. Creating a situation that everyone will love. That is also rasa. Hasarasa. Then?
Compassion.
Compassion. Suppose you find some poor man lying on the street, you feel compassionate. That is also another rasa. Compassion rasa. Then?
Fear.
Fear. Suppose if you find a tiger or something ghostly, you become afraid. That is also rasa. Then?
Chivalry.
Chivalry. Suppose you are fighting with an enemy. You are defeating him. You are killing him. That is also another rasa. Then?
Ghastliness.
Ghastliness. That means, after killing somebody, there's a butcher. The butcher is enjoying by killing. Ghastly, just like the hunter was killing every animal. He was also enjoying some rasa. Then?
Wonder.
Wonder. You see something which is very wonderful, astonishing. That is also rasa. In this way, according to Shastra, there are 12 rasas, 5 primary and 7 secondary. But all these rasas are there in Krishna. Therefore, Krishna is called Akhila Rasamrita Sindhu. Akhila Rasamrita. You can enjoy, you can have contact with Krishna with any of these rasas. Therefore, he is called Akhila. They are written in a small book, Krishna the reservoir of all pleasure. Ghastly, wondrous rasas, or civilless rasas, although they are not exactly like the 5 primary rasas, conjugal love, paternal affection, friendly love, just like Bhishma. Bhishma Dev was enjoying the civilly rasas. When he decided that this day I must kill Arjuna, either Krishna will have to break his promise. Krishna promised that he would not take any weapon in the battle, he should remain neutral, because both sides, they were relatives. So, it is not good to take part partially in one party and neglect other. Of course, it was divided. Krishna divided himself, his soldiers one side and Krishna one side. He said, Duryodhana and Arjuna, that I shall remain neutral, but I am dividing my strength in this way. One side I am and one side my soldiers. So Duryodhana thought, now what shall I do with Krishna? Better take his soldiers. So he took the soldiers in the battlefield of Kurukshetra. And Arjuna said that I want you. Just like the same thing happened in general politics also. When Gandhi started the movement, non-cooperation movement, so he selected some very big men of India, big lawyers like Shiyar Das, Motilal Nehru. So Shiyar Das at that time, about 50 years ago, he was earning about 50,000 rupees per month by his legal practice. He said that, Gandhiji, you take all my money, but let me practice. Don't ask me to boycott the British court, but that was on the program. So Gandhi said, no, I don't want your money, I want you. And actually, that was very effective. So similarly, Arjuna also decided that I don't want your soldiers, I want you. So these are different rasas. So the fact is, the idea is, that you can make your relationship with Krishna with any kinds of rasa. Because beyond these 12 rasas, there is no other rasa. These 12 rasas is complete. five primary and seven secondary, direct and indirect. Therefore, our Goswami's instruction is that you establish your relationship with Krishna. Jena tena prakarena mana krishne nivesaya. Somehow or other, you establish, you fix up your mind in Krishna. Basically, Kamsa, he fixed up his mind on Krishna. How to kill him? He was always thinking. He was also Krishna conscious. But he was thinking, as soon as Krishna will take birth, I shall immediately kill him. And he must answer whether he is born, whether he is born, whether he is born. So when his sister Devaki was pregnant, he was thinking of the pregnant Krishna within the womb. When he will take birth, when he will take birth, when he will take birth. That was also Krishna consciousness. But that kind of Krishna consciousness is not bhakti. The indirect Krishna consciousness, that is not bhakti. That is attachment for Krishna. That will also give benefit, just like Kamsa and other enemies of Krishna who were killed by Krishna, they got immediately salvation. Immediately got salvation. So, the Bhakti Rasa Amrita Sindhu Rupa Goswami teaches that even if you be attached to Krishna in adverse condition, in opposite condition, that is also good. Because Krishna is there. The example can be given in a different way, just like sandalwood. Sandalwood, you rub it in any way, standing or horizontal in this way. The pulp will come out and it will give you comfort, it will give you relief. Similarly, you make your contact with Krishna anukullena, especially it is recommended anukullena Krishna anusilana. Favorably, that is surrender. Anukullasya sankalpa pratikullam vivaryam. Surrender means to accept Krishna favorably in five rasas. You serve him in Santa Rasa, you serve him in Dasa Rasa, in Sakha Rasa, just as Arjuna. Arjuna served Krishna in Sakha Rasa as friend. Sakham Mahatma Nivedanam. There are nine different processes of devotional service. Savanam Kirtanam Vishnu Smaranam Padasevanam Archanam Bandhanam Dasyam Sakhyam Mahatma Nivedanam. There are nine different processes. So you can adopt either all the nine processes, as Ambarish Maharaj accepted all the nine processes. Sabai manak prasna padaravinda vachaansi vaikuntha gunanuvandane. So we can do that. Or eight, or seven, or six, or five, or four, at least one. At least one. Somewhere other. Become connected with Krishna. Just like Sri Vishnu Savane Parikhit. Parikhit Maharaj, he simply listened about Krishna, that's all. At the last stage of his life, he was given 7 days life, that after 7 days, he'll die. So he took the full opportunity of 7 days and he simply listened to Parikhit Maharaj, that's all. To Subhadev Goswami. Sri Vishnu Savane Parikhit Abhavad Vaiyasati Kirtane. And Subhadev Goswami, he simply narrated about Krishna, Srimad Bhagavatam. Srimad Bhagavatam is Krishna Katha. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission is Jare Dakho Tare Kaho Krishna Upadesh. This is the mission. Amar agnay guru haiya taro ei desh. Jare dakho tare kaho Krishna upadesh. So, the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is so kind that he wants to send gurus all over the world. Prithivite ache jato nagaradi gram sarvatra prachar hoibe mor naam. That is his mission. He wants that all over the world, as many villages and towns are there, everywhere, this my mission must be spread. And we'll do it. That is also, he gave instruction. Bharat bhumite manushya janma haila ja. Janma sarthak kari karo paropakha. This is India's mission. India's mission is that janma sarthak kari. Just make your life successful and spread the knowledge all over the world. This is India's mission. India's mission is not to imitate technology and work like ass day and night. This is not India's business. Indians are not meant for this purpose. Those who have taken birth in Bharatvarsha, they are not ordinary human beings. Naturally, they are Krishna conscious. Unnaturally, they are being forced to be otherwise. Therefore, it is misadjustment. It is not taking place. If he, even in this age, in this city, big city, as soon as there is some religious meeting, thousands and lakhs of people gather. Why? They are meant for this purpose. Artificially, they are being withdrawn. Don't think of Krishna, don't think of religion. Most artificial. Therefore there is fight. There is always fight. Now Andhra is fighting, Telangana is fighting, this way. No peace. India is such a peaceful land. Here we are killing cows, we are killing animals, we are fighting, we are doing so many sinful activities. Artificial. This is not our business. Our business is different. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Bharat bhumite manushya janma hailo ja. Janma sarthaka. Here you have got the advantages to fulfill the mission of life. Janma sarthaka. Here is Bhagavad Gita. Here is Vedas. Here is Srimad Bhagavatam. Here is Krishna. Here is Lord Ramchandra. He is Vyasadeva. And we are going to learn technology. How much degraded we have become, just consider. Our mission should be, first of all, we must assimilate all the knowledge given by all the great saintly persons, Krishna and others, and distribute this knowledge all over the world. And the whole world is also expecting like that. Therefore, as soon as the so-called rascal Swami goes there, they immediately gather. Here is one Swami from India. We may get something. But if they are cheating, and taking money and having illicit sex and enjoying and coming back. That's why they could not do anything. But the whole world is waiting for India's culture, India's bhakti, India's spiritual knowledge. Just see the example. Why they have left their father's property, their opulence of country, and they are after me, I am a poor man. Only this reason, that they are hankering, and we have got the commodity to deliver to them. This business is here, from India's law. If we want to imitate them, then we'll create another havoc, that we are doing so. Now we have made secular state, killing state. One cow was attempted to be killed. Maharaj Parikshit immediately took his sword. Who are you? You are killing cow in my kingdom? And there are 10,000 or 40,000 cows that have been killed. And you want to become happy by plan making? Simply rascal now. India cannot do it. India's business is defined. That we have forgotten. We are simply trying. There is Bengali nice song. Apon dhan bilaye diye bhikkha mage porer kache. We have thrown away our own culture and yet begging from others. Give me sad. This, give me sad. This, give me sad. Most abominable condition. Just try to understand. India, this is the order of Krishna. Gaur Krishna. Krishna's also order. So anyone who is preaching this Bhagavad Gita, nasatasmat manusheshu kaschit me priyakritam. Nobody is dearer than him to me. So this Bhagavad Gita should be taken as it is. One should assimilate the Indian people. Those who are, as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Bharat Bhumite Manushya Janma Hai Gaja. Those who are actually human beings, not cats and dogs, for them, this is the duty. The duty is to assimilate. What is our asset? Our asset is spiritual asset. So we are giving up. Bhagavad Gita is not allowed to be instructed in the schools and colleges. How much degraded we are. And we are becoming very proud of our advancement of civilization, material assets. This is simply maya apurita jnana. These are described as maya apurita jnana. There is school, college, not only in India, everywhere, all over the world. Actually, there is no jnana, knowledge. They are all fools and askers. We clearly declare it may not be very palatable. The whole world is full of rascals and rogues, that's all. How we can say? Now we can say from the text of the Bhagavad Gita. What is that? Namaram prapadanti murha duskitina naradhama maya apurita jnana asuri bhava. Namaram prapadanti. As soon as we see a person who is not a surrendered soul, to Krishna or God, then what he is? He is duskritino, full of sinful activities. Anyone who does not surrender to God or Krishna, he is what he is. He must be either of these groups. Duskritino, all is sinful. Murha, rascal, asset. Namah duskritino, murha, naradhama, lowest of the mankind. And maya apurita jnana. If you say there are so many educated persons, they are not surrendering to Krishna or God, they are godless, so they have no value? No, no value, actually, because their actual knowledge has been taken out. Maya apurita jnana. Why? Asuri bhava mahasrita. Because they are following the philosophy of atheism, that's all. This is the root cause. Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, this nectar of devotion, is giving us the hint that after all you want to enjoy life. That is your purpose. Actually, everyone's mission is that. But you cannot enjoy. As soon as there is question of enjoyment, there must be other part. You cannot enjoy alone. That is not possible. There must be other part. So, you enjoy your life with Krishna. Either in Sakharas, or Dasaras, or Vatsalaras, or Ghastiras, Bhishmade. He enjoyed Krishna's association by Ghastiras, as I am going to explain, that he decided to kill Arjuna. With two propositions, that either this day I shall kill Arjuna, or Krishna has to break his promise and to save his friend. That was his promise. So when Bhishma Dev was trying to kill Arjuna, his ratha, his chariot became shattered, and Arjuna fell down. So when Krishna saw now Krishna, Arjuna is going to die, so immediately he took one wheel of the chariot and immediately appeared before Bhishma there. They stop fighting, otherwise I am going to kill you. So immediately Bhishma there gave up his weapons. So this is not breaking his promise, but this is another rasa that Krishna wanted to show Bhishma that you wanted to break my promise. Now see, I have broken my promise. Are you all right? He wanted to please his devotee, that's all. Otherwise, Krishna could kill many millions of Bhishma standing there only. But he came before he, that you wanted to break my promise. Now you see, I have broken my promise, but I am not taking my this wheel I have taken. Please stop. So immediately, he gave up his weapon. But when Bhishma was piercing the body of Krishna with arrows, he was coming. He did not spare even Krishna, his charioteer. He pierced the body of Arjuna as well as Krishna. And there was bleeding. So Bhishma, at the last stage of his life in Sarasajya, he was thinking of Krishna, how he was coming forward before Krishna in bleeding condition. This is ghastly rasa. This is ghastly rasa. We want to see Krishna dancing, or we want to offer Krishna flower. This is also one rasa. But Bhishma was also seeing Krishna in another rasa. You will find the Bhishma's prayers to Krishna in his Sarasajya state, while he was lying on the bed of arrows, in Bhagavata you will find. So, this is also another rasa. These things have been explained by great commentators. How this is also very pleasing to Krishna. Yeah, Bhishma was piercing his body, the blood was coming out, it's still how it is pleasing. So that has been explained by Vishwanatha Chakravarti that when a lover is kissing and biting, that is also pleasing. The biting also, although blood is coming out, that biting is also very pleasing. This has been explained by Vishwanatha Chakravarti. These things are possible. So, try to establish your relationship with Krishna in any way. And that is the instruction of Rupa Goswami. Any way you establish, because you cannot enjoy life beyond these 12 rasas. So all these 12 rasas you can find. Raso vaisa. This is the Vedic instruction. Raso vaisa. Labdhanandi bhava. So you just contact the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In exchange of any kind of rasa, you will feel pleasure. That is only, you want pleasure. You want pleasure. The whole life, everyone is working so hard. Why? He wants some pleasure of life. But that pleasure you cannot have like dogs and hogs. Don't try to take pleasure in the material world. That's it. Hog is also enjoying pleasure by eating stool. That kind of pleasure will not make happy. It may be happy for the particular body, but actually it is not happiness. If you want happiness, then you have to establish your relationship with Krishna by any of these rasas, then you will feel happy. Therefore, Bhagavat instead, Nayang deha deha bhajam loki, kastan kaman arhati virbhujamri. Tapo dibbang putra ka jena, suddhita satta, jasmad brahmanandam. This is the instruction that don't try to get happiness like the dogs and hogs. That is not actual happiness. That is simply entangling. Just like, I am now a human being. Due to my material rasas, because I want to enjoy material rasas. Because enjoyment means sense gratification. Indriyani pararahu, Indriya Bhaparamana, Manasastu Parobuddhi. So, we are trying to enjoy life. First of all, gross enjoyment with these material senses. And subtle enjoyment with mind, intelligence. But you have to go, transcend. Rasovaisha, if you want real happiness, then, as it is stated in the Bhagavad Gita, sukham atam tikam jatta, tat otindriya grahya. Otindriya. We have to purify this indriya, this senses. That is called tapasya, tapodibham, by tapasya, by taking little austerity. By tapasya, tapodibham putraka jina satta suddhe. At present, our satta, this existence, this is not suddha, this is not pure. Therefore, we have to undergo the tribulation of material nature, janma mittu jara vyadhi. But we don't want this. Janma mittu jara vyadhi dukkha dosana darsana. We don't want, although we are trying to be happy, but we do not know how to become, free from the material contamination. Janma mittu jara vyadhi. They are trying to open hospitals. Just like one Sindhi gentleman, he has contributed about 5 or 7 crores or rupees to start a hospital here. That gentleman, some of his relatives came to see me. So I say that however magnificent hospital you may start, you cannot stop death. That is not possible. That is not possible. You may try in your own way. The whole struggle is how to mitigate our suffering condition. But the suffering condition is continuing. You may open nice hospital, but you cannot stop there. That is not possible. You may invent nice medicine up to date, scientific medicine, but you cannot stop the disease. They do not see this. You can invent so many contraceptive methods, still you cannot stop life, janma, birth control. There are so many things. Where is the stoppage of birth? The population is increasing. Neither you can stop death, neither you can stop birth, neither you can stop old age. There are so many rascal gods, they are becoming old. Why they are becoming old? God never becomes old. It is stated in the Brahma Sangita, Advaita Achyuta Anadi Anantarupam Adam Puranam Navajauman. God is always just like young boy. Why these rascal gods becoming older? So janma mittu jara vyadhi, jara means old age, and badhi means disease, birth, death. You cannot stop. So if you want real happiness, then you have to take the real method. That is Krishna consciousness movement. It is not a bluff. It is more scientific. Your aim of life is how to become happy. But you do not know how to become happy. You are under the illusion. You are thinking that this thing will give me happiness, that thing will give me happiness. No. And what is that happiness? Happiness that is explained here in 12 rasas. So you accept these 12 rasas in exchange of your affairs with Krishna, then you'll be happy.